Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tim Versalotti, certainly the senior, best, and greatest pollster in Massachusetts and other places too, and professor of political science at Western New England University. Let me just start by asking you about how two newish senators, Senator Markey and Senator Warren, are doing. And a little bit, if you would, Tim Versalotti, of a little précis of who these people are.
Our two senators have been in office, Elizabeth Warren since January and Ed Markey a couple of weeks, taking over the seat that John Kerry resigned from to serve as Secretary of State. They're still very much introducing themselves to the state. Yes, they've won statewide elections, but during the congressional recess, they've been going around the state, connecting with folks, taking tours of factories and things like that, and taking some interesting positions. They have waded into two ballot questions that have been proposed for Massachusetts. One would raise the minimum wage from $8 an hour to 10 and a quarter an hour. That's been proposed to, for a vote in the November 2014 election. And a second ballot initiative that would require mandatory sick leave for employees in Massachusetts. They don't need to wade into these issues, but they feel fairly confident, both fresh from fairly strong victories, that they have some political capital that they can spend here. And so they've been catching some headlines.
And where did they come down? They came down predictably on both of those propositions.
Absolutely. Support the increase in the minimum wage, support mandatory sick leave for employees in the state of Massachusetts. These are things that will make their base very happy, and it doesn't cost them a lot to take these positions now.
So what's the perception of the two of them is the nicer?
Ooh, that's a good one. We haven't seen poll data beyond favorability. Senator Warren's favorability, I would say, if I had to go into the field right now with a survey, it's probably a little bit higher than Senator Markey because she's marginally better known than he is. Those things can change. It's also been fascinating to watch Senator Warren's national profile.
Oh, yeah, she's big stuff, big stuff.
A poll came out from Quinnipiac University in late July that raised a lot of eyebrows. The survey asked a national sample of registered voters to use what we call a feeling thermometer, which is a measure of emotional reaction toward a candidate. And so on a scale of 0, which means very cool, to 100, very warm, where would you place the following people? If you don't know, just tell me, and we'll move on to the next. Nationally, the candidate with the highest average rating was Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey.
Right.
Followed by Hillary Clinton. But here is what got the headlines. In third place was Elizabeth Warren,
Wow. Ahead
of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and veteran politicians. And so it naturally led to some speculation about 2016 and the presidential race and would Elizabeth Warren run for president. What people may not realize is if you dig into the fine print of the poll, half of voters could not place her on that scale from 0 to 100. So she's got an intense following, folks who really like her, but there's still a lot of people out there who aren't quite sure who she is.
Yeah, vice president, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Markey. You know, I think, of course, that Elizabeth Warren, and I don't mean this deprecatingly at all, has become a favorite of center-left, where I don't think Markey started there. I think Warren did. She had been, you know, opposed by the Republicans when Obama nominated her, a big job. So what about Markey? He's sort of an old-line traditional pal, isn't he?
He is. And his performance on the campaign trail in the special election this spring showed he hadn't had much opposition in his House races over the years, and so his political skills were kind of rusty, and he didn't always connect with voters in a sort of warm and positive way. Elizabeth Warren had no experience doing that, but she seemed to be a quick study and seemed to pick up fairly rapidly how best to connect with folks, not just one-on-one, but in television debates as well.
Well, she had to come right after. She had to come right after that disaster before the last female senatorial candidate, who did not impress, and she had to say, "I'm different."
That's right. She did. She had to not only say she was different, she had to campaign outside Fenway Park and do all the things that Martha Coakley did not do in the 2010 special election. The issue with Ed Markey and the base is partisans on the left will point to his record, particularly on things like climate change, and say, here's a guy who votes the correct way. And so he's got passionate support on the left because of his voting record, but not necessarily because of his retail political skills.
He's not a spring chicken, is he?
No, he is not. That is for sure. And he's got to get back out on the trail fairly soon. He won only the remainder of the term that is up in 2014. So we'll be seeing him on the trail again before long, running for a full 6-year term.
So do we know why Scott Brown didn't run against him?
There's only speculation at this point. Scott Brown kept his cards pretty close to the vest after he made that announcement. And so the general speculation was the repeated statewide campaigns just take too much of a toll.
That's what he said.
He had run in the special election in 2009, 2010, ran again in 2012, faced another campaign this spring, and then another one next year in 2014. And it's not just showing up and making appearances and participating in debates, it's raising money as well. That's a huge part of running for office, and those things can take their toll. And so the general speculation was he had decided after two statewide races he didn't want to take on two more right away.
Well, what's my favorite Deval Patrick going to do now?
Well, that was another major development in Massachusetts politics this summer that raised some eyebrows. The chair of the state Democratic Party, John Walsh, announced in July that he would be stepping down in September to lead Deval Patrick's political action committee. And as we know, Governor Patrick has said he won't run for another term in 2014, but insists he's returning to the private sector. He's not running for public office.
Yep.
He's not seeking the presidency.
He's told me that several times. So and I believe him.
We see that, and then we see this key political operative, and I can't stress how important John Walsh is in Democratic politics in Massachusetts these days. He engineered the get-out-the-vote operation that allowed the party to regain its footing after Scott Brown beat Martha Coakley in January 2010. So when he's going to join Governor Patrick's Political Action Committee, the question is, well, if the governor is not running for president in 2016, why put such a high-profile political operative in that position? And it could simply be that Governor Patrick wants to create some markers, some debts, that he'll travel the country in the 2014 and 2016 cycles and then call in those debts perhaps in 2020 or at minimum position himself to be on the short list for the Democratic vice presidential nomination
in 2016. I asked him about vice president. He says, I don't like to work for anybody else.
I heard that comment. Yeah. And yet, when your party's nominee comes to you.
Yeah, yeah, I said the same
thing. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, what are you going to say? No to the. No, you're going to say no, but yes. And I think you're right. You're spot on about 2020. And even if this whole thing blows up, we see Biden traveling out to Iowa. We see Hillary once again sort of seeing whether or not Iowa is the right place because she came in third there the last time. You don't know. And remember that Obama and Governor Patrick are really close friends. So it makes a possibility that we could see him in national politics, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it gives him entree to the political expertise and infrastructure that President Obama has built up over the years. So I think Deval Patrick is not finished with politics, not by a long shot.
Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and one of the brightest guys I have ever met. Thank you so much, Tim, for being with us.
You're very welcome.